following heavy snowfall. Police have urged people not to travel there unless absolutely necessary. Alex Porter was driving with her two friends when they became stranded due to the heavy snow. They had to take shelter at a community centre in Ambleside.
Didn't expect this much snow. We tried to turn around and then we just got stranded. So now we've ended up at this church. Everyone here is dead nice and they're looking after us, so... But we are a bit annoyed because we're stuck here for the night.
A British man is among those injured following a knife and hammer attack in Paris. A German tourist died and two other people have been injured following the incident, which took place near the Eiffel Tower last night. The health secretary says her government wants to do everything it can to help find hostages taken by Hamas. The Ministry of Defence confirmed it would be conducting unarmed surveillance flights over the Middle East as part of the search effort. The Labour leader has praised Margaret Thatcher in a new pitch to win over Tory voters. In a piece for the Sunday Telegraph, he claims his party has changed dramatically since Jeremy Corbyn was in charge. Sir Keir Starmer is asking voters to take a look at his party again, but Health Secretary Victoria Atkins is sceptical.
He wasn't appealing to Margaret Thatcher's entrepreneurial spirit when he was courting votes from the hard left, and I suspect the great lady herself would view a man who is trying to ride on the coattails of her success with the following words: no, no, no.
There are more train driver strikes again today. ASLEF members at four operators are walking out over pay and conditions. And musicians are warning they're facing a career crisis. A third admit they're suffering with mental health issues. A study by Help Musicians and Music Minds Matter suggests one in four will likely leave the industry within the next 5 years. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So today, outbreaks of rain gradually clearing eastwards during the morning with a risk of icy patches first thing in places. Further rain or showers, locally heavy, will spread across the region in the afternoon. Less cold than recent days, light winds with a maximum temperature of 6 degrees C. Tonight, cloudy with outbreaks of rain, heavy at times, spreading northwards across all parts overnight, becoming breezy and less cold compared to recent nights with a minimum temperature of 3 degrees C. Monday, rather cloudy and further outbreaks of rain, perhaps locally heavy, mainly in the far south throughout the day. A breezier day and feeling rather cold, especially on the windward coasts, and a maximum temperature of 4 degrees C. The outlook for Tuesday to Thursday, cloudy with outbreaks of rain, gradually clearing eastwards on Tuesday, dry and brighter Wednesday after a frosty start, turning wet and windy on Thursday and becoming much milder too. That is your weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online.
This is Phoenix FM.
So, thank you everyone if you're still here from the first half of the show. And I've still got some great tracks to play. I've already played tracks from our open mic from Emma, Freya, Gracie, Josh and Scott. Still got tracks to go from Jane, Katie and Robbie, so stay tuned for those. And the theme is Christmas tracks today, Christmas songs. Why wouldn't it be? It's December, it's the start of Christmas, so it's all things Christmassy, that's what this is all about. So hopefully I've got you all in the Christmas mood already. We're going to continue that, and I'm going to play you, I've got, again, this track, these all mean something to me as well, because it reminds me of Christmas, because that's when obviously I heard them. And I remember this one, and it is E17, Stay Another Day, and it's, it was... It's a great track, and if you watch the video, go back and have a look at the video, and it's the white coats and everything. It was proper Christmas, this song. It's not, there's not really any Christmas lyrics in it at all. It just was a great song at the time, and it made number one at Christmas. But I do remember it, around about 92, I think it was, off the top of my head. And I'm not bitter about this, but I did mention it last year, that I got given a picture disc of this track, like a vinyl with a picture of E17 on it. And I gave it to a girlfriend that's an ex now, obviously, back then. And yeah, I don't think it's worth anything though, but the bloke I work with gave it to me because his wife worked where they made the records. So there you go, bit of useless information, but I'm going to play it for you now. It's E17, Stay Another Day. I think the end of this just keeps going on and on like that. I think they ran out of words. It's like a 4-minute song. Why don't they just make it shorter? This was the extended version, obviously. So, Yeah, great sign. I remember Brian Harvey actually managed to run himself over as well in his car on his drive over near in Chigwell, that was. So, yeah, crazy. I wonder what they're all doing now, eh? Anyway, let's go back over to our open mic tracks. This next one, I always save Jane's ones until after 11 because I know that she travels over to go and see her son and has Sunday dinner over at her son's. So hopefully she's there now with a radio on in the warm. And this song means a lot to Jane when she sang it because, unfortunately, her cat passed away and it was her best friend. So, yeah, so this is Jane Oakman singing Right Here Waiting. And as I say, it means a lot to her. So well done, Jane. Loved this one. Yeah, thank you for that, Jane. Recorded live down at open mic at the Essex Arms and sung by Jane Oakman. Well done. So let's get some adverts on. It's that time again already.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Phoenix FM.
So, you're listening to me, Kevla. It's a Sunday Sessions radio show. We've just gone 11:15. I don't know where the time goes. But it's time to dust off Cliff Richard. And I may mock, but this song that I'm going to play, it was performed by ex-model Twiggy in the 1986 British television Christmas musical, The Little Match Girl, based on the Hans Christian Andersen story of the same name. The show's producer thought it would be ideal for Cliff, and Cliff loved the song, and he wanted to put a few lyrical alterations in it to give the song a more religious message to tie in with Christmas. And it became the UK number one during Christmas 1988, and was the best selling single in the UK of the year. So got to hand it to him. He sold records, didn't he? So this is Cliff Richard with Mistletoe and Wine.
The child is a king, the carolers sing. The old is past, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow. Fingers numb, faces aglow. It's Christmas time, mistletoe and wine. Children singing Christian rhyme. With logs on the fire, gifts on the tree, a time to rejoice in the good that we see. A time for living, a time for believing, a time for trusting, not deceiving. Love and laughter and joy ever after, ours for the taking, just follow the Master. Time, mistletoe and wine.
He didn't make a bad record, I suppose, did he? It's they're the classics, aren't they? They are the classics. Anyway, talking of classics, let's go over to the classic open mic tracks. And, well, they're not classics. They're unique. They're unique in every single way. So for those of you that don't know, it's the second half of the show, so I'm going to mention it again. And the open mic takes place every Monday down at the Essex Arms in Brentwood, which is right next door to Brentwood Station. And if you come along on a Monday night between 8 and 10, we record all the tracks live. And you get one go. You get up there, you sing it. If you mess it up partway through, I usually go and start it again. But, yeah. They're recorded live and then we play them on this show. So if you're a singer or songwriter, come along on a Monday and you get your song on the radio. There you go. So this is Katie Todd and one of our regulars when she's not working, and she's obviously not working at the moment because we've seen her for the last few weeks, so that's great. So this is Katie Todd singing The Night We Met. Well done, Kate. I like this one. Katie, recorded live down our open mic at the Essex Arms. So let's have a little look and see what's happening on the roads, the rail and the tube.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So we have got, and I would, it's like a major incident, this one. So on the Brook Street roundabout, there is slow traffic due to a traffic light failure on the M25 at junction 28. It's not actually a traffic light failure on the M25, because you'll know there's no traffic lights on the M25, but it's on the roundabout, a Brook Street roundabout. So approach with care, and I can imagine if those traffic lights are not working on that roundabout, it's gonna be chaos. So, yeah, I'd avoid that if you can. Also, traffic is easing. Good news over on the A12. There was an accident that was cleared on the A12 southbound from Junction 6, the B1007 Stock Road at Gallywood to 3 Mile Hill, Margaretting, and traffic is now easing. Also, on the A12, we've still got the speed restriction of 40 miles per hour and one lane is closed due to resurfacing work. That's both ways between Junction 13 for Ingatestone and Junction 16 for Gallywood. Other than that, all the major roads are looking okay, so I'm not going to go into all the little roadworks that are around everywhere because there's just too many of them. Over on the rail, we have got no service on the Greater Anglia between Wickford and Southminster, and between Manningtree and Harwich Town, and between Ipswich and Felixstowe, and between Marks Tay and Sudbury in Suffolk. That's due to industrial action. On the C2C, there is reduced service at Fenchurch Street, again due to industrial action, which is affecting services across the network. There is no service on the C2C at Liverpool Street, and services are being diverted to start and terminate at Fenchurch Street. Greater Anglia, you've got buses running instead of trains on the Greater Anglia between Cambridge and Audley End, and there are also buses running instead of trains on the cross country between Ely and Stansted Airport. On the C2C, buses are running instead of trains between Leon C and Basildon, and between Leon C and Stamford Lee Hope. And the buses are also running instead of trains on Greater Anglia between Witham and Ingatestone. And last but not least, on the Tube, we have got minor delays on the Central Line. Believe it or not, it's due to a shortage of trains. I would have thought there's a certain amount of trains on the track, and that's how many you have. They don't sort of disappear off the track, but hey-ho. There are also minor delays on the Circle Line. The Northern Underground station is closed at Kentish Town due to engineering works. There are trains not stopping on the Piccadilly Line westbound at South Ealing. Normal service has resumed on the Piccadilly Line between Acton Town and Uxbridge. The Elizabeth Line station is closed and trains are not stopping on the Lizzie Line, Acton Main Line and West Ealing and Hanwell. And on the DLR, there is no service between Poplar and Stratford International on the Docklands Light Railway. And there is also no service on the Docklands Light Railway between Poplar and Beckton, and between Poplar and Woolwich Arsenal. So do check before you travel. So what we got next? I'll tell you what we got next. I'm going to play this song. It's probably not true, but you know what? I'm going to say this before I tell you what the title of the song is. Whatever you think is bad, there's definitely some good bits in whatever we do. And you've got to look at the good bits and not the bad bits. And make it better next year, because this is Dinah Carroll singing about the perfect year. And I think a lot of people go, oh, it hasn't been a perfect year, but really, is it been that bad? I know we've got a lot of bad going on in the world, but let's try and make next year a better year then. So here's Dinah Carroll with A Perfect Year. Beautiful song, this one, as well. It's lovely.
Stars can fade and they can shine long after.
So that was exactly as I said, and it's like what she's saying is everything else can be going wrong, but as long as you're here with me, it's a perfect year, and that's it. You've got to pick out the important things. So talking of important things, open mic. The last but not least, Robbie Bunsell, and this track that Robbie's done, it's become a bit popular this one this autumn, and a lot of the singers have been singing this, and Robbie's mixed it up a bit because he played it on the guitar and done it acoustic. And I like it. I like this one, Robbie. So this is Robbie Bunsell singing Something in the Orange. And if you want to hear Robbie singing live, you can probably catch him around, well, I would have said around Chelmsford and Brentwood, but he got his London busking licence. So he's now up in London doing some busking. And he's really enjoying it. And he's doing well at it as well. So this is Robbie Bunsell singing Something in the Orange acoustic, him playing the guitar. Enjoy.
Coming on, and if you leave today, I'll just stare at the way the orange touches all things around. The grass trees and too, oh how I just hate you. Please turn those headlights around. Please turn those headlights around.
Yeah, that That was Something in the Orange. And as I say, it's become a bit of a popular song this autumn. And it was from Oklahoma born and bred singer Zach Bryan, who's uploading his rootsy country music to YouTube from 2017. He started doing that. And that song finds Bryan lamenting a doomed relationship. His lover has left him and the singer desperately misses her. He hopes against hope that it isn't the end, but Something in the Orange tells Bryan that she's never coming home. So that's what the song's about. And yeah, I've heard loads, like, great, some great versions of that. So yeah, thank you for that, Robbie. That is all of the tracks from our open mic. So just some Christmas songs to play for you now. Christmas songs, as if we haven't got a great selection. Anyway, a classic now, a classic artist, John Legend, and this is You Deserve It All. So enjoy this one.
Something special just because I found a gift that's perfect. You're more than worth it. It's everything that you've been dreaming of. All this is my love language. So I'll go ahead and say it. 'Cause you're the gift that keeps on giving. Something nice, the luxury, the life, 'cause you're the gift that keeps on giving. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. You know you've been good all year. Come over here and let me show you. You deserve it all. You deserve it all. I'll show you it more than you'll ever need. It's all good.
So now might be a good time for me to tell you what's coming up on Phoenix 98 FM for the rest of the day. At 12 PM we've got Tony Smith bringing you 2 hours of soul, pomp, pop, a dance and chart hits, plus live sessions and interviews. No live session interviews today, but loads of pop and dance hits. Bringing you the Sunday lunch. At 2 PM we've got the weekend wind-up with Spencer Carter, 3 hours of fast-paced Saturday lunchtime entertainment. At 4 PM we've got the arts programme, taking a week look at the best in the local and national arts scene with Claire Javot and Natalie Bays. Nigel Fitzmaurice is stepping out at 6 PM, bringing you 2 hours of soul, funk and disco tunes. He will be talking to Rob Hissey and Ted Lawler about a manifestation app, an app designed to aid mental health. 8 PM is the greatest music and memories from the 1980s, presented by Xanthia Bearman. And at 10 PM, the playlist with uninterrupted recent chart hits.
This night, another fight, tears we cried, a flood. Got all kinds of poison in, of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right or wrong. Just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the
doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.
And Christmas lights. Let's get you some ads on next.
Phoenix FM.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation, with a brand new sponsor, The Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So only a few tracks left from me now, not many, and then Tony Smith will be in the building with you. He's not here yet. I don't know where he is. Maybe he's gone Brook Street roundabout and got stuck in the traffic. Let's hope not. So this one, this to me again is another classic. Again, it's from back in the day, and I'm just going to, shall I just play it? I'm just going to play it. It's Wham with Last Christmas. Fantastic song. This should get you well and truly in the Christmas spirit. great track that is. It was written, produced by George Michael. It's got very little to do with Christmas. And the song originated one Sunday in 1984 when George Michael and Andrew were visiting Michael's parents, originally recalled to the Mail on Sunday. We had a bite to eat and were sitting together relaxing and watching television. And then unnoticed, George Michael disappeared upstairs for an hour or so, and he came back down with excitement and he discovered gold, which in a sense he had, because that song was released as a charity record and its proceeds were going to famine relief in Ethiopia. And apart from Do They Know It's Christmas, which prevented it from reaching number one, Last Christmas is actually the biggest selling Christmas song in the UK. And George Michael also featured on that Do They Know It's Christmas. So yeah, absolutely fantastic that. And numerous people have covered it. Coldplay, Kim Wilde, Kylie Minogue, Carly Rae Jepsen, Taylor Swift. So it's been covered by loads of people, but it's a great Christmas song. So anyway, I've only got a couple more tracks to play for you. This next one is Ariana Grande with Santa Tell Me. Enjoy it.
Tell me if you're really there. Don't make me fall in love again if you won't be here next year. Santa, tell me if he really cares. 'Cause I can't give it all away if he won't be here next year. Feeling Christmas all around and trying to play.
Then, so Tony Smith is in the building, and this is the last track from me. Have a fantastic Sunday, whatever you're doing. This is Lad Baby featuring Elton John and Ed Sheeran with Sausage Rolls.
Build a fire and gather round the tree.
Come and sing and dance to Sausage Rolls with me.
Here we go. We are back.
make history for charity. And may I introduce to you Ed Sheeran and Sir Elton John. No pressure. Let's have a party, it's Christmas Day. Your mum's cooking turkey but been moaning since yesterday.
The presents are open and the bin bags are put away just until Boxing Day.
Let's dance, Merry Christmas.
Get to the kitchen for sausage roll.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.